morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share.
Yeah.
I'm Lori.
I'm Patty.
I'm Britton.
And we just talk about all things coffee and lots of things that aren't, quite honestly.
It's mostly random, let's be honest.
It's just a coffee chat.
We're three friends that work together and mostly BS.
That sounds pretty accurate.
That's a pretty good description.
The transcripts are pretty interesting sometimes.
Yeah, I think it always says that I say that my name is Daddy, too.
Well, that's a whole different connotation.
It's a whole different subscript.
When we do the automatic translation, like through YouTube or whatever, sometimes the whole like beginning of our lives are in like German or some other language. It has no idea what we're even talking about.
It's funny you say that because I was doing talk to text while I was driving through the mountains to my son. And I said nice, and it was like, nice. And I was like, all right, like, I really am speaking German.
That aggressive?
Like, yeah, that was like super aggressive. We were laughing.
That's funny.
Really, I only took 2 years of high school German and barely passed
it. High school German, wow. I don't think they do German. Do they even?
I mean, this was the late 90s now, you know, not to date myself, but.
I think Spanish, Chinese, Mandarin, right?
Mandarin's in a lot of schools too.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know why I took German.
A lot of people can't. I mean, Chinese people, well, I guess they can't write because every character is a word.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult to write.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So speaking would be different. I love the TikToks when it's someone, you know, that looks so not Asian and she speaks fluent Chinese.
Oh, yeah.
The Chinese people are just so blown away by it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Get excited.
And I saw one where he went to a remote village and was like willing to learn their language. And the elders were really excited about it. Some people are just gifted with languages.
I'm
horrible.
I'm not one of those.
My great aunt was a linguist and I'm terrible. Like when we went to Costa Rica, I took all those lessons and then I went there and just froze. Like, nope. Got nothing.
My short-term memory on it's good. Like if I do Duolingo, like when I get there, I'm okay for a minute. But like a month later, I can't remember anything.
Horrendous.
So it did not.
Did nothing for me.
I remember it to forget.
Well, and it's so slow. Everything's so slow in Duolingo. Yes. It's not how it's actually used. And then they have all the slang. Mm-mm. So you don't know that either.
Yeah. And like sign language. Oh, I'm so like, I always felt like my husband's grandparents were deaf and like they would sign to me and I'd be like, okay, I got, and then I'd go and I'm like, nope, I got nothing. Like I just.
Well, that's what I felt like, especially with French. It's like I could understand, but I could not understand them speaking it because I couldn't tell where the words ended.
Yeah.
Like in reading it, I could see where the words ended and puzzle it out. But when I would listen to it and would have to transcribe it,
Good morning, Deborah.
Clue. Oh, Deborah, I think I shipped your coffee
She said she got it the next day.
Okay.
And
wow.
I think, and she said thank you to you because I think you did ship it.
I did. I wrote a little note in there.
Yeah.
I did ship it out.
Quite quick. I know. I just shipped Grammys. We had to make her special gift this
morning. 150, right?
150. Wow. And then we had a 200 also.
Wow.
Yeah. I've got that on my computer to order right now. So
that's crazy.
She's ordered like three orders since that order too.
Oh, gosh. Mm.
It really We're working on it.
That's crazy.
We're working on it.
Yeah, we have so much fun on those big sale days because we all just go out and dive in and print.
And it went pretty well. We only had two
people that were pretty angry.
One that we're still dealing with.
it's funny because, you know, we try to do these sales and then we always say that when the codes are gone, they're gone. And some people just get really mad.
Because some people just don't understand the logistics of it. And I remember on our lives, somebody was stuck in the PayPal checkout. And they're like, go to a different way of paying because I've been in that PayPal checkout before and then gotten back to the regular page because like you're no longer on the site when you're doing that.
Right.
And then things been sold out and been so disappointed that things sold out, you know, while I was there.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've been on some crazy things trying to get items back in the day.
Oh, gosh. Matilda Jane.
Matilda Jane art fair when they dropped. Yeah. It was like
you'd all be sitting on computers.
Refreshing.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes we just didn't get it and we never emailed the company and raged out on them.
Well, like, I guess that's what I don't understand is the immediate reaction of like, I would never get mad at the company.
Yeah.
For them being out of stock. It's the like, crazy okay, thing I didn't is, check out
we
quick
didn't
enough.
Give them the 40, but they were still like, it was pretty early. We tried to help them Nope.
Yeah.
It's not good enough.
Yeah. I mean, we were nice and offered them the 30 because it was still in that time frame.
Yeah.
But it was just tough.
Yeah.
You have 30 boxes. Oh my gosh.
No. Phil said he steals 30 boxes of his cannabis. He drinks it every day. He's become a collector
instead of a drinker.
You know, collector is better than hoarder, Bill. I mean, that's good.
It is hard though because some of those flavors are so good and they're gone so quick.
That's true. I have that problem at my own house. I have even some that are subscription from quite a while ago that are sitting there, but then I want some of my favorites too.
Well, so and we have the same problem. Like we can't just go make our own, right? Like, I mean, when they're gone. So,
well, and it's just hard to drink them all, but then you want the new flavors. So,
We have a planning meeting in 2 weeks for like the launch of all of our, new stuff coming out
but
too.
I did get, if you're a decaf drinker, butter pecan ice cream decaf and cinnamon bun decaf are live online.
Oh, they are? We have them now?
Yep. They just put them on the shelf. So
yay. We really wanted to add the everything for the people who do want decaf.
Those were the only two
quite
missing.
Some controversy right now in the decaf world, though. I don't know if you saw
that. No, I didn't.
Oh, they are. I think it's led by California, but they are really trying to outlaw some of the chemical versions of decaffeinated coffee, which we've talked about quite a bit, is we don't decaffeinate that way using chemicals. We only use water and carbon filters using the Swiss water process. And there are groups that are trying to push for some other ways of decaffeinating coffee being outlawed.
Interesting.
Okay. So it is an interesting.
I mean, the really chemical method, I'm not even sure which chemical they use, but that one seems really harsh. The naturally decaffeinated seems
they're trying to get methanol. That's what they're doing.
Ethanol acetate, though, right, is from strawberries. It's a chemical found in strawberries.
I'm no chemist, but
and it's a natural process. This is what I was explaining. It's a natural process. They're using in a very unnatural way.
Yeah.
So
it's a naturally found chemical that they're then
which
applying
we found out
to.
A lot about what natural things can be.
You mean like beaver butt?
Yeah, natural flavoring.
Natural
which
flavoring.
When I went to Bucky's and bought beaver nuggets, I was
oh my gosh. Brings up horror stories.
Bucky's is crazy.
But what we thought we'd talk about today are we go from quick change of subject.
We always have to do that when I start talking.
it can be kind of intimidating, even for me, quite honestly, going to a coffee shop and ordering coffee.
Especially when we go to our stores, we know what we're ordering, right? Mm-hmm. We know what we call our drinks. We know what to expect. Yes. When we go to a coffee shop outside of our scope.
Yeah. And outside of, the five most commonly named drink, there are just some other things. Like when I was in Italy, I had flat whites all the time, but they were made very different. In different countries even.
Yeah.
So we were just going to talk about some of the coffee drinks and, what we think they are.
Oh, God.
And the pronunciation should be hilarious.
Oh, God. Are you pronunciating them? Because that's my favorite
pronunciating
them? Oh, I said that. I did that.
I went to get paint the other day and the guy at the paint store totally called me out. I said something and he said, "What did you just call it?"
He did. I would have loved to hear that.
And I said, "I don't even know, but you knew what I meant."
You called him right back out.
Asked for some take-home sample of paint or something. I don't know what he said. He's like, "What did you call that again?" I'm like, "I don't know, but you knew what I meant."
I would have loved to hear that.
So on here, it's Americano.
Yeah, Americano is pretty common across the industry.
Will's favorite drink. He drinks like 18 of them a day. Just a shot of espresso and hot water.
And that's what they call it, a diluted espresso. Mm-hmm.
Well, and it, interesting. Kind of too, the difference between like espresso and coffee, right? Mm-hmm. Espresso does not necessarily have more caffeine than coffee.
Oh, yes.
It's just a smaller amount.
It's under of pressure. Liquid. So somebody said, how can I get coffee under pressure and quick? And yep. So that's what they did. They made coffee under pressure and made it quick.
So when you brew your auto drip, you know, the water kind of trickles over the filter basket and it does its thing and it flows through mm-hmm. the coffee ground mm-hmm. all nice and slow. But when they do espresso, they put it in a machine and they apply it to high pressure and it goes through the coffee very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm. So you need to have a good puck or it gets very wonky, but that's a whole nother
thing. Logan could give you a much better scientific explanation of that.
I like yours. It gets wonky.
But it's an Americano is espresso.
Yes.
And hot water. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty standard across the board at any coffee
I like
shop.
This because it was actually written in Australia. So this is what they said about Americano. It is a diluted espresso with a much more intense taste.
Well, that's
It refers to a warm Italian drink cited as American coffee. It's not so popular in Australia, but as the name suggests, it is popular in the U.S., which isn't really true at all.
And if it's just diluted espresso, I mean, do you think it's that different than drip coffee?
That's really not.
I mean, I've never had one, so.
Will loves it. And, yeah.
Will, chime in if you know the difference. Anybody.
Will's probably watching on Twitter right now.
Yeah, I'm like, obviously one's espresso, but.
And I don't know if you guys have heard of this one, but affogato?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I've never heard of
it. That's the one with ice cream, right?
It is ice cream. Mm-hmm. Add an extra divine flavor.
Yeah.
It's a shot of espresso or two over vanilla ice cream.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a root beer float, but a coffee float.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
With espresso. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in Qatar, they actually use, instead of milk, they use ice cream over there. So the recipes are all different. It's
cream. Yeah. Frozen cream.
Oh, sounds good. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
I did that. That sounds good.
I wonder how the calorie count is.
I feel like you don't see that prepared on menus very often in the correct way, though.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when's the last time you saw ice cream, like real ice cream at a coffee shop? You know?
That place that we got ice cream in Tucson, that was good ice cream.
I was just thinking about that. Well, I was thinking about, you weren't with us in Costa Rica when we had ice cream, too.
Oh, yeah.
We had some crazy ice cream, but it was that fruit that they have there.
Oh, yeah. What is that fruit? It's weird.
It's not a mango. It was a...
I can't remember.
Bitter almost. It was interesting.
I don't know.
They give you that juice everywhere you go, though.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Guava.
Yeah. No, it's not guava.
They don't have it anywhere else.
It's only in Costa Rica. And they literally hand you this juice everywhere you go.
No idea.
And it's kind of, I wouldn't say it's tart. I thought it was bitter.
Logan might know.
Okay, what's your next one?
Cafe Brava.
Okay.
That's a half and half. Half and half?
An espresso drink. I'd like this with a solid caffeine base and steamed half and half.
Okay.
So creamy foam.
Mm-hmm. So,
also called a half and half.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just an espresso with a latte.
Just like way less.
Well, because you don't use half. You use half and half. Yeah, you use half and half in it. Yeah.
So it is the same if you use half and half.
A fattier milk.
But if you ask for half and half, it'd be the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
that's creamier.
Yeah, so it's just half and half.
Yeah. And so like if you're doing keto.
So if you went like ice cream to half and half.
Yeah.
We're just going down.
But no sugar, right? So like if you're doing keto, like you'd go right to that.
I don't really like half and half. I think it has a weird flavor.
Mm-hmm. You do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's like just straight cream. Like, I mean, I guess heavy whipping cream would be like the next step up.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Maybe I put heavy whipping cream in instead.
So these are so far all espresso based.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's your next one?
Cafe au latte.
Cafe au lait.
Oh. Cafe au lait.
I've heard of this. Latte. I don't know how to prepare these, but I've heard of
them.
And
it says it's a French drink, which makes sense because, I speak French. I should know this.
So good at speaking French.
Cafe au lait.
I mean, isn't that just a latte?
No, it says mix dark roasted beans with a splash of hot milk.
Hmm.
So it's just coffee with milk.
With just a little bit of milk in it. Okay. So not a full latte, just a little bit of milk. Okay.
Coffee and milk. So that's auto, like,
well, I guess, it's coffee with milk is literally the, I mean,
Why do they have to make
the term so confusing? Yeah.
Well, I think they just try to make these fancy in the coffee.
So guys,
we're breaking this down. Everybody just tries to make everything sound
every
fancy.
Day. I just drink a cafe au lait. I'm super French now.
Well, it was interesting when I
paint
went
me
to,
like when you're French girls, Jack.
Kuwait. It was like, oh, they've got like 20 different coffee drinks, but they weren't. It was just like coffee with cream and sugar, like as different drinks. Like they were all different drinks. There was really
that's funny.
Very few different drinks.
Yeah,
but they were all different.
So unique and special.
It was very interesting.
I bet.
Cortado.
I've heard of it. No idea.
I had no idea.
Something
prepare
with sugar.
Prepare the coffee from equal sections of espresso and steamed milk.
Mm.
It doesn't have to be frothy or creamy textured.
It's like layered, right?
Equal sections of espresso and
so
steamed
if you,
milk.
So if you have like this much espresso, it's like this much steamed milk.
How is that different than any
this
of these
all feels
other
very
ones?
Third wave to me.
Well, a latte would have like this much milk. So this right. is like this. So it's just half the milk of a latte. A cortado.
Very popular in Spain.
Okay.
I don't believe I had a cortado.
It's almost like an Americano with milk instead of water. Mm.
I can't say that I've ever seen a cortado on
Logan,
a mini, though.
It's a small latte.
There you go.
Well, that's what it sounds like. A small latte.
There you go.
Two ounces of espresso, 2 ounces of steamed milk.
Okay.
Cool.
There you go.
It just sounds cooler to say. Mm-hmm.
Cortado.
So you're gonna, we're everybody. If you go to Spain or Italy, you'll be all. You'll
go to Starbucks and order a
I've seen
cortado,
a lot of the like third, go, yeah, to, like third
I'd
wave
like a
coffee
cortado,
shops.
Please.
Though.
Yeah.
The
They're
coffee
Google
shops
it.
That we've been to in Ann Arbor, so they have names like this.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
I have mm-hmm. no idea what I'm even ordering.
I yeah. have no idea. Now you can impress your friends.
Yeah.
They're like, I love a cortado, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be all fancy.
They're gonna be
and
like
cappuccino.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So cappuccino and mm-hmm. latte. I mean, I think this is how I always.
I think people don't know.
No,
people don't
actually.
Know.
Well,
cappuccino and latte.
We'll say this though, because when we worked in the store, right, people would always yeah. come in and they yeah. would assume that the cappuccino was like when you went to the gas station
yes.
and they pushed a button, right?
You would have to ask.
So when we would make them a cappuccino, which was the you know a shot of espresso, mm-hmm. a little bit of steamed milk, and a whole lot of you know froth or foamed milk on top. And you'd give it to them.
It should
and
be super light.
Especially if it was like a really dry latte or, you know, cappuccino.
Yeah.
They weren't ordering it dry if they really
Well, you
knew.
Usually ask, would you like that wet or dry? And,
yeah.
and if they stare at you like a deer in the headlights,
they didn't
you
know.
Knew that's not
yeah.
what they were asking
yeah.
for. They
yeah.
didn't actually
oh.
want.
Yeah, that's not
oh,
good.
Oh, it's like
we'll put it over
yeah, 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 yeah.
leaking
maybe.
Through the cup.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll put that one over here.
Sorry, Logan.
Yep.
Well, or you ask them where they usually get it.
Yeah.
And if they say Speedway.
Yeah, you knew.
You know
that.
They want a latte.
You knew that's not what they wanted. Yeah.
yeah.
But
I always thought in my head, I always just said latte is a lot of milk. Latte, yeah. lot of milk.
And you could kind yeah. of tell too, usually by like age. Like if they're teenagers coming in and asking for a yeah. cappuccino, you automatically know they want like a hot chocolate.
Yeah. Like, or yeah. like a caramel latte.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
or something like that.
Usually push them towards a frap or something. Too.
Yeah.
Like they don't
so
actually.
People kind of use
that.
Them interchangeably, but they're actually very different in the traditional sense.
Yeah.
yeah.
You definitely knew they.
So a
didn't
latte
want that.
Is.
Yeah. And so then for that, you would do obviously the espresso. This What's much it? Milk and then
yeah, it's like a third espresso, yeah. 2/3 milk, and then foam on
yeah.
top.
Just a
yeah.
little bit of foam. So it'd be
Microfoam,
heavy.
Yeah.
So it's a normal cup.
Yeah.
But a cappuccino is because it's got so much mm-hmm. foam.
It's like all foam.
It's like, I mean, yeah. you give it to them and it's
and depending
like
how they want
it's
it,
really
it can
light.
Literally be like all foam.
Yeah. I love making cappuccinos like so dry that it felt like nothing in
yeah.
your cup. Like that
it's
was my favorite.
It's like
when
you wake up a baby
feeling.
Sometimes
yeah.
and you're when they're really
yeah.
light. It's like some babies, I swear, are hollow.
Yeah.
And you go to pick them up and it's like, you feel like you're
yeah.
blind them in the air because yeah. they're
sometimes you'd make
I
it
like
too dry. They're like, can you
babies.
Put some milk in that, please?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. You could usually gauge what
so
they were
most
asking
people
for.
Don't drink cappuccinos.
No.
Because it's even weird to drink. It's like when you have all that whipped cream and you can't get to
or,
it.
Yeah, like when you mm-hmm. pour
it's
root
weird.
Beer and it's like all that
all
like
that
foam at the top.
That's
yeah.
what a cappuccino really is.
Yeah.
It's all that foam.
Yeah. yeah.
I don't know. Maybe some people love it.
Some people yeah. really do love it.
I don't know. Do they just drink the espresso through the foam?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
we don't.
A straw.
It's not not our not what we usually drink.
It would not be my.
And so all of these are traditionally made without like flavoring, so no caramel, no chocolate, nothing
yeah.
like that. At most coffee shops, though, you can obviously add those things mm-hmm. to
yeah.
it.
Yeah, when you start
I've
getting to lattes,
one,
people add stuff to it.
But Doppio.
I've never heard of that either.
Doppio.
No. Mm-hmm.
What is it?
It's an iced coffee, includes coffee with ice, milk, and cream.
Somebody's just being bougie now. I've never heard of that before. I think so. It's an iced coffee.
So, and now the other one I'm sure a lot of people heard of last weekend, Irish coffee.
Oh, yeah.
So really just Irish whiskey.
The amount of times people came into the beanery when I worked there and were like, do you have any Baileys to put in that?
Oh, every time. Yeah. And we do have a Irish coffee flavor this month. So if you got your box, most of you should have by now. Mm-hmm. It does not have alcohol.
No alcohol in any of our, not even a little. Yeah. Like, there's no alcohol.
And we did write non-alcoholic, like, on the bag and stuff.
We're very sensitive to that. So,
yeah.
We want to be very careful about that. So we try to be very clear that there's no alcohol on anything. And then Lungo. Lungo.
Never heard of it.
That sounds familiar, but I don't know what it is.
Mm-mm. Oh, I hadn't heard of a long black either, but it's an espresso with a long pull or prolonged extraction.
So you'd have a
weak espresso.
Yuck. That sounds gross.
Honestly, most of these drinks sound almost the same by adding water or milk.
Well, that's what I think they're just making it sound like. There's only one at the bottom that I love that I think we should adopt.
It's so good. You're drinking it now. Good. I'm glad you like it.
Oh, good.
Like, I don't remember tasting these flavors, and I'm going to be gone next week.
Oh.
But the mint chocolate shake, I might have to grab some.
We don't always taste them all together in, like, a collection because we get them in at different times. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of fun when we sit down and actually get to – group them all together and drink them.
You know what? The week after next, I'm overdue for some R&D. We can do some blind R&D.
I think we're going to have our cool new machine to try.
Oh, okay. Then maybe I'll make you do some blind R&D this week.
Okay. My favorite. I see. Yeah. I'm gone next week.
So. I've got some like gnarly flavors to make them try. I've just been sitting on them for a while. That
sounds terrifying.
I know, but
that
it
doesn't even sound nice.
It brings me joy to make you guys try stuff.
I might have to waste basket quick.
On a side note, I went and got a coffee from a different coffee company and brought it back for Lori to try. And they legit floated cereal in the drink.
It was disgusting.
Like soggy, like actual cereal.
And so she took a drink of it and like soggy cereal.
It was soggy cereal.
Like, who wants soggy cereal? So I look over and she spits it out in her hand. And I don't blame her because it's gross.
Well, I didn't expect it because we were sharing it. So I'd used a spoon to take a sip of it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden something weird was.
I would not like that.
No. The texture of that is foul.
It was disgusting.
So Lungo is the most common type of espresso in shops in the U.S., Logan said, especially when ordering larger size drinks. I mean, that's probably true because the cup size doesn't really change. Right? You just pull it longer.
Yeah, sure. I'm like, yeah, sure.
So it's the fancy way it's true. Saying longer.
Yeah.
Lunga. Someone said lunga, and they're like, oh, longer? You want us to pull it longer?
Well, if we're going back to our lungo is male, lunga is female.
I mean, because when you put you have the different sizes, but really it's just different time.
Sure.
And water.
So red eye.
Yeah.
This is the next one.
A shot of espresso and coffee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously when you need the extra boost.
That just sounds gross.
So, and then
no cereal in my coffee. We agree.
It was disgusting. I don't know who would do that. I mean, I eat my cereal fast so that I don't even get soggy cereal. Don't put in my drink, especially unsuspecting to me.
When I have my cereal in the morning, I literally pour like a splash because like soggy cereal, like I have texture issues as it is.
Sometimes, I'll do that and then I'll do a half bowl or something, and then like a second.
Yeah,
I'll pour more fresh cereal in the milk if I feel like I still need more cereal.
Like I'm not like oh, I wanted to sit and eat sog.
I loved it though when they had the cereal bowls with a little straw. Then you could it's great because my mom would only let us get Cheerios or Rice Krispies, so those were our only options.
We had those when we were little,
so we would put tons of so much sugar in our cereal. So in the bottom, there'd just be mounds of sugar left. So it was the best. The bottom of your bowl is the best. You just scoop up all that sugar.
You taught us to do that.
Yes, it was awesome. Yeah. Now I do Frosted
sugar
Flakes,
cereal so in the United States.
Reese's Puffs is still my favorite cereal.
I do like Reese's
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is pretty good too.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is my ultimate.
I feel like I choke on Frosted Flakes every time I eat them. Like, every time.
There are, it's like they have those
what is
little,
it about? Dangerous or something. Really? I don't know. It's like, it's
I
like
don't eat them,
sucks
I don't know.
I swear I choke on them every time.
It is like they have hard corners. Though.
But really? I'll eat them without milk. Like, I'd rather have Frosted Flakes without milk.
See, I put a little bit of milk in.
Well, I can't eat them.
Frosted Mini Wheats, I just eat like
snacks. Yeah. I've always tried to like them.
Like, I think I ate them when I was, like, pregnant, like, as, like, a stomach soother. And now sometimes I just, like, grab a box and eat them, like, as, like, a stomach soother.
I do love a Ziploc bag full of Honey Nut Cheerios, though.
Oh.
And I don't like that. I don't.
Dad, that used to be our breakfast at school, like, all through high school and stuff. I'd just take a bag of
Honey Nut
Cheerios.
Isn't it funny how, like, cereal is such childhood memories?
Yeah.
It's, like, whatever cereal you grew up with or whatever. I don't know. I ate cereal a lot pregnant, though.
I did too. Like, tons
I think it's a stomach
cereal.
Soother, right? It's like that one thing, like a cracker, right? That kind of like soothes your stomach
I've
a little bit.
I've never eaten so much cereal in my life as when I was pregnant.
I ate bagels with peanut butter and jelly.
And it wasn't
like six times a day.
Cravings, like, I need this. It was just like, it was a comfortable food.
Something in your belly to like hold it all down, you know? Grounded a little bit.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Yeah, Logan made this drink at the store when we worked there, and it tasted like the Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk.
Yes.
The milk that's left at the end.
Yes.
It was so good.
Oh, we should remember what that is for one of our projects we're working on.
I just came up with something, remember?
Yes, but I wonder because if it tastes like the milk.
It was so good.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have a drink coming out later this year that tastes
But that
a lot
sugar
like
in
that.
The bottom was the best.
Yeah.
I just scoop it out.
The cinnamon bun coffee that we have to me is very much like Cinnamon Toast Crunch too. I really like that flavor
the
coffee.
Cinnamon bun is good. Mm-hmm. We added that because it was just such a different taste than the Cinnamon Supreme. Mm-hmm. It was just such different flavor profiles.
I'm surprised you guys like it since you don't like cinnamon.
I don't. Yeah. I like cinnamon toast.
Like, I like cinnamon sugar.
Yeah.
Yes. But it's got to have that sweetness to it or I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
I used to eat a lot of cinnamon sugar.
But like, I don't like when they put like cinnamon in apple pie or cinnamon in apple drinks. Or I don't know.
I love cinnamon as like a superfood. I could eat cinnamon in everything.
But like those, like everything. Those like, fall donuts that you get in Michigan. I don't know what they are. Yeah. Those have cinnamon in them and they're good.
Yep, cinnamon sugar donut.
Yeah, I definitely am selective about my cinnamon. Yeah. I don't like it with unexpected flavors or something.
Yeah. Or just like on a pork chop? Have you ever had like a cinnamon
pork
chop?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Oh, weird.
I do not like that.
No.
I'm going to see how I can make you guys gross out on cinnamon today. Oh, God,
but I
no.
I would definitely do cinnamon sugar toast, but like heavy on the sugar. Like heavy on the butter and sugar with like a sprinkle of cinnamon.
For sure.
So.
Cinnamon roll?
Lots of butter.
I like cinnamon rolls.
Yeah. It depends. I like the orange rolls better.
The orange rolls
are
really
good. Orange
rolls
have cinnamon in them in the middle, and they have orange on top.
I do a lot of orange. Icing. But this one I've never heard of. And again, these things, to me, sound like almost the same thing.
Okay.
Ristretto?
I've heard of that before, but I don't know what it is.
It kind of sounds disgusting.
Okay.
Well, but it sounds like everything
Hello,
else.
Charles.
An espresso drink
hey,
with
Charles.
Warm water. Ristretto has a sweeter taste. It's like a strong little shot. How is that any
different than an Americano?
Say with the description of what it
an
is
An espresso
again?
Drink with warm water.
It's an Americano.
And then how does it have a sweeter taste that depends on your espresso?
Yeah. I don't get it.
I mean, if you use like a light roast espresso.
Brown sugar cinnamon toaster pastries.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Yes, Bill. Those are my favorite kind of Pop-Tarts. Yes.
Same.
And the Aldi kind are good too if you go to Aldi.
And they don't have dye. So
I love Aldi.
I do. Yeah. I'm excited. Yeah.
I'm doing my
it's
food with Wiggle
Dance. It's just smaller than an Americano. Mm.
Like a
just
little
have
shot.
A small and a large.
Yeah.
These are a lot of complicated terms for very simple things.
Well, this is why it gets confusing. I swear they're just trying to make it confusing.
Like, we literally work in coffee shops and we're going, this is weird.
Well, when you have people come in and they order like the craziest things, and then when you actually think about what they ordered, it's like so you want a caramel latte with soy milk. Like, just say that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Don't make up a whole nother drink for it. Yeah. So that you can make, you know, 40 things on your menu that are just like variations of one thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I love those TikToks of people just ordering like the craziest stuff.
Yeah.
And it's always so ridiculous. Not even.
Or there was somebody who did like the most expensive drink you could order, you know? And it was just like, really? Like, you also just consumed like your week's worth of calories.
Yeah.
Well, I liked it when Logan trained people because half the time he's like, okay, it's just a latte. So,
yeah.
Like, just start with a latte and then do this.
Yeah.
Because most of the time.
That's all it is.
Okay. The one I really liked on this list, which I thought was cute, was a baby chino.
What's a baby chino?
It's a froth milk. And chocolate on top.
Okay, so that's
just what you give to babies.
Well, we have steamers, right?
Yeah.
So you just have steamed milk with a shot of syrup in it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Or whatever. But I'm like, oh, baby chino.
So chocolate milk or hot cocoa?
Yeah.
Hot cocoa?
Same difference.
Yeah. Sounds the same.
I always like when I go to a coffee shop and I try to get like chocolate milk or hot cocoa for the kids and they're like, I'm like, just put your chocolate powder in milk.
Yeah.
You can do this. You can do this.
Not that hard. Well,
can I just go back there? When we went to Tucson, we went to a place and they had like super fancy coffee drinks on the menu.
Super fancy.
And super fancy. I decided to order a drink that had, it was like a Mexican right?
Yeah.
And so it had cayenne pepper and cinnamon. I'm like, I'm doing it. Yes. When in Rome, I'm doing it, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was so gross.
It was so spicy.
We were asking questions and you could tell this like super bougie barista guy was getting really annoyed with me. Like, you know, we're just like, I just want to go back there and make the drinks. Right?
No, it was because of the sound the espresso machine was making.
Oh, well, yeah. Because he was clearly over, you know, doing the milk. And we can tell when you're burning the milk, you know, when you're overdoing
it. It didn't sound nice at all.
And so I'm turned around completely in my seat watching him burn my milk. You know,
Mexican restaurant dessert collection. We did do that one where we had
We did that in
and Bill suggested a Mexican restaurant dessert.
What
collection.
Else did that one
that
have?
Is a good idea.
Okay, so we did
it had lime margarita, sopapillas.
What did we did it in May?
It was Cinco de Mayo,
2021 or 2022. It was a Cinco de Mayo box.
Looking at
cayenne would have been good. It was just so much. It was cayenne plus.
Yeah.
It was like
cinnamon.
There was cardamom.
Yeah. It had a lot of gross.
It had too much spice. Jalapeno. Yeah. I swear there was. It was so much. Once you stirred it up, it was a little better.
Every sip was a little sip of hell.
It opened your sinuses up. I will say it opened the sinuses.
I feel like I'm not going to get sick. You know how you get like those little like wellness shots of like ginger that like burns the entire way down? I feel like it's still burning and it's
like,
been 3 weeks.
Can I just go make it myself?
Yeah.
I wish you didn't say that.
But. I didn't ask because obviously I'm not rude, but you know, sometimes we go to coffee shops and I would like to make my own drink.
Yeah.
That's when you start hearing the sound. You're like, push it down. Yeah. No, you're not in the milk.
Yeah. Yeah. Please stop. Please stop ruining my drink. Please
stop.
I'm
trying to find the exact flavors now because now I need to know.
What we did
it. It was in 2021 we did it.
So
it was sopapilla, lime margarita, spicy hot chocolate, and caramel tres leche.
Okay.
Remember we made a caramel tres leche and it was so good.
I love tres leche.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't but I like the idea of fried ice cream. That sounds good.
I think that we should have to go
Impossible cake.
Go to a Mexican restaurant and do research
it. That sounds like a great plan.
Do you guys know
maybe at lunch today?
I
think so.
I could eat I could go to a Mexican restaurant every single day. No lie. Like that is my food.
I don't think I could every day.
No, like every day. Like give me nachos. Give me refried beans every day.
I don't think I'd fit in the
every
door
day.
At some point.
Every day, chips and salsa, I'm there. Like, that's why, this
queso.
Is why I have high cholesterol.
Give me queso.
We started in 2020.
May 2020 was our very first box.
So it was like about a year in.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Bummer. We had guac table side.
I mean, it might be fun to revisit some of the old.
Yeah, we could do that for one of our anniversary. But yeah, I mean, we could.
No, we could.
That, I mean, imagine some
I wonder
of the
how many
too.
People yeah. have done it from the beginning.
There you go, Logan. Yeah. Tacos from El Especial.
Could we see who's done
Logan's buying lunch today. Yay, Logan. Thank you for
however
lunch.
Many it would be.
I'm sure I could figure it out. I don't
like
know
to see if
how
anybody.
Many
except for my mom, which I love you, mom. Yeah, I've done it from the beginning.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who when I go to look at their orders, it's like gazillions of that box.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had I'm chatting with a lady online right now. You know, stuff we just didn't think about. And she's like, you know, how to make the coffee. Sometimes we just don't think about how to do that, you know? So she messaged me last night, like at 12:30. I've got to get back to her. So Missy, if you're watching, I will get back to you ASAP. But she had some great feedback for us too. So I'll share that with you guys later.
Somebody said, which I totally might do, but somebody put the whole entire package in their coffee maker. Because it seems like it's a single size thing.
Yeah.
And made it. It was a horrible pot of coffee because it was way, way too much coffee.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, but I mean, it does seem like it could be a single size serving. For some people, maybe it would be. But
what Ashley and I did is some of the inserts are already printed, so we can't fix those ones. But on all the future inserts that we make, there will be a QR code to a brewing instructions landing page.
Yeah.
And the brewing instructions are on the landing page so that you
can
see.
So we do really listen and things that seem common sense maybe.
To some.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because like you said, I would have poured the whole packet in.
Absolutely.
One pot.
Absolutely.
It seems like it's a single serve kind of package. You might go, okay, well, this is, I throw it in my filter and brew it.
Mm-hmm. And for some people, it
could be. Mm-hmm. And depending on their, how many brews their thing makes and how strong they're like their coffee. Because, I mean, if you think about it, when it's like 1 to 2 tablespoons, that's a huge variance.
Yeah.
And that's the recommended 1 to 2 tablespoons. That's a huge variance on how much coffee to use and just how people like their coffee, what your brewer is set at, how many cups it makes. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of.
Yeah. And as a new customer, I really appreciate her reaching out and letting us know like, hey,
Logan
I didn't care for it. And we're
Logan
like, oh, well, let's fix it. You know,
the whole thing for 12 cups. But there's a lot of people who only have 8 to 10 cups. Coffee pots too.
Yeah.
So and that's what it depends on your coffee pots.
So, but you can do the monthly one and get 12 of them. There is a full size one and it's $50, Bill. So you would save money if you bought them that way.
Look at that. Girl math.
Just saying.
Yeah.
I love all the girl math because all the girl math on TikToks, I like find the logic in it right away. I'm sure you do too.
But I don't think that existed in 2021.
The sad thing is
that's true. Yeah.
We didn't have pods in 2021 either. It would have only been ground coffee.
Yeah. I don't remember when we started doing the pods.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure. But then we were 1, 2, 3, 4 for a long time.
Because I like to have 12 of each of them. So, so you could do it a different way.
But yeah, if you signed up for the full size pod subscription, you would get 12 of each of them each month.
Man.
And then you'd be guaranteed to get them too because we made up all the 12 counts to go on the shelf. And then we had so many more signups this month that we had to open a bunch of them. So there's going to be even less than normal.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
And the VIP people get first shot at
They're already live though. Mm-hmm. Quite a few people have already actually bought their coffee.
I just love the packaging this month. I love, Ashley did a really cute job on the labels. I went back and saw them. I'm like, oh, I just love how cute these are.
I know you forget what stuff even looks like.
I know. She sends it to me or we go over them, but then you forget. Yeah. It's months away.
Yeah, they're super cute.
By the time we go back to it.
Yeah.
And we've got some really cute. Really fun collections coming up too. I'm really excited for.
Yeah,
is it June? I think.
Oh yeah.
Well, April's adorable.
Yeah.
Oh, April is adorable. If I think I know what it
is. It's funny too because when we took the pictures for this month, which I'm sure you're going to start seeing around, for some reason the camera lens that we have, it kept putting a rainbow on the label, but then when we shot it, the rainbow would be gone. So Ashley went back and added these cute little rainbow shadows to everything.
That's so fun.
It was funny.
Yeah.
I love that.
Sometimes things just work out so funny. Yeah. You guys get the idea of it.
You guys are really good creatively with visual stuff like that. And
we're sometimes shooting 4, 5, 6 months at a time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're trying to
make it fresh and unique
and try different things. Like, mm-hmm. I think this April one, we ended up shooting on a green screen, which we've never done before.
Oh, fun.
And then, so we shot one picture and then we took it into Ashley's office and we like played with it and we're like, oh, that's going to turn out really cool.
Yeah.
And she had these cool figurines from when she was a child.
It's funny.
That we were able to incorporate into
it. I can't wait to see those. Yeah. Can't wait to see those.
If you saw the French patisserie photos, mm-hmm. That was actually her Muffy.
Oh. I've got this teddy bear collection.
Yeah.
And they have.
Ford.
For sure. And they've got these accessories.
Yeah, the bears
that go
were
with
too
them.
Big to use, but I was like, oh, this but set is really cute.
That is cute. Mm-hmm. I wondered actually what that was, but I knew it had to be from your basement somehow. Lori has quite the collection.
Even Ashley's super good about finding quirky little things. Like she'll be like, oh, I popped into the dollar store and I just saw this. And then we can kind of reimagine how we use it, which mm-hmm. is always really fun.
Yeah. It's cool when people are visually like gifted like that can picture things.
Yeah. And then Melissa's been jumping in and helping too. Cause sometimes it's like, okay, we need to reset this quick and then take the picture cause it's melting. And so she's getting involved.
It is funny between everybody, but it was kind of fun to include the childhood kind of things.
Yeah. And Logan pops and he's like, the lighting, what are you doing with the lighting? And we're like, get out of here.
He's such a nerd for camera stuff and lighting.
It's
I love
good
it.
Enough.
I mean that in a good way. Good though, cause it's not where my talent
he's teaching Sedona too.
Yeah.
She's been helping us out with some photos and TikToks.
Oh, yeah. Her pictures are turning out great.
It's great for her to tell you what a great skill set mm-hmm. to learn. And it mm-hmm. is nice because if you don't know, I've got 5 older children in their 20s and 30s, and then I have a 14-year-old. Mm-hmm. Oopsie. Yeah. And, you know, and sometimes she doesn't always feel as connected to the older kids just because, I mean, she's 14 years from the youngest.
She's closer to my children's age.
Yeah, mm-hmm. which your kids don't even think you're really sisters. Yeah. So
couldn't be.
So it is nice for them just to have stuff to bond over too, and for her to feel part of the company too, because mm-hmm. she's just
didn't
grow up. You guys grew up in the stores and coming here and doing stuff, so it's nice mm-hmm. for her to.
Well, she picks up on stuff pretty quick. Like I had 10 minutes before a meeting yesterday, and so I was like, oh, the pictures you took. Here's what I would have done. And I went around and showed her really quick. And then all the pictures that she took that day were great.
Good.
And I was like, this is just move around. Pretend you're an influencer. Yeah. Photo shoot.
When you can take direction, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody can do that. Or people don't always like not take it personally. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, you hate it. And now I'm going to go and stew about
and
it.
At
you know?
14, you kind of do. You just kind of do. 14
is a tough mm-hmm. age. And,
you know?
And I think 14 was tough when we were 14.
I can't
now
even imagine.
Now being surrounded by these expectations that you're surrounded by now, 14 has to be.
Well, that's what we were. I was just talking to somebody yesterday.
Tougher.
Actually, mm-hmm. Her kids are about Sedona's age and mm-hmm. kind of growing up in this. And I was like, yeah, they pulled her out of, you know, school. She's doing an online year before she goes to the high school
that.
She's going to go to. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, I would do it in a heartbeat. If I would have done it in a heartbeat at that age. Like they're like 17, so they're a little bit mm-hmm. older. And she goes, I wish I just would have.
Yeah.
It's not worth their mental health.
It's hard to send a kid to school knowing the pressures they're under and the negativity that they're going to face. I'll cry.
Yeah.
Negativity they're going to face every day. Yeah. How do you do that to your kid?
Yeah.
It's pretty tough.
Yeah.
And social media has just added a huge,
it doesn't stop. It's 24/7 and there's no escaping it.
Yeah.
I mean, even you guys didn't go to school with it at all. Mm-hmm. It was, so we had MySpace when I was in school mm-hmm. and then we had Facebook my senior year of high school, but like we didn't have phones like computers. You had T9 text, like the chocolate came out when I was like towards the end of high school. Like, you didn't have internet. You had to pay for calls and texts and all that. Nights and weekends were free. But do you know what I mean?
Like we had instant messenger.
Stuff would get out then and go viral. And now you've got 17 different social channels. You got video. Everybody's pulling out their phone and recording everything in a hot second. I can't even imagine.
Well, and the thing is, and because I thought it too naively, I'm like, just shut your phone off. Well, okay, so you shut it off and then you go to school the next day and now there's this whole conversation happened
that you don't even know about.
That's so evil.
I do feel like a lot of my children. So mine are in elementary school. And I think that we went so far into social media, and a lot of those people really are pulling back. Like, a lot of the parents don't post on social media. We have it to communicate through Messenger and stuff because somehow it seems better than giving out your phone number. I don't know. Yeah, or easier to find people. But like kids, I mean, kids don't have phones. And I remember Sedona being at 7, 8. A lot of kids did have phones. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not a lot, but, you know, I think we are starting to pull back and see the dangers of it too.
Well, when you see some of the statistics on it, it's really scary.
Mm-hmm. And I know my kids have like Amazon tablets, but they are locked down. Like, they can't get on YouTube. Mm-hmm. They can't get on a bunch of stuff. I really go through their content and
see. Well, even for TV or anything. I mean, your kids are so excited when they get to go on TV, watch TV, or do anything, because they don't that often. And I love to see that.
Yeah.
That it's still a treat. Right. You know what I mean? For them to be able to do it. Because
we try to do the balance of, like, we got these really cool learning tools. They're called Osmos, which if you have toddlers or young kids, I highly recommend them. It's this camera you put on the tablet, and it's like, one of them is a coding game. So Dallas is learning how to code through these little mechanisms, and then you turn the levels up as they get older.
And so it grows with them. So it's nice because it's a system that you can buy different modules and it grows with them.
Yes.
And if you've got younger kids, then they can use the other ones. It's very cool.
Yeah.
It's
so cool, we want to make sure that they're understanding technology, and oh my gosh, they can whip around on a phone like that's nothing. Amazing. It's crazy. We don't give them our phones. They're not, they know they're not allowed to touch our phones.
That's good.
But, so we want to make sure there's kind of that balance between technology and get your butt outside and play.
Yeah, that's good.
You know,
there's not enough of that anymore, unfortunately.
No. So we really do try to push them outside. There's a cool program that I've seen a lot of parents pushing. It's 1,000 hours a year outside.
Oh, wow.
And their goal is to get 1,000 hours a year.
I love it. When they come to my, they're like, can we play outside?
I'm absolutely.
Like, yep, you can. I'm standing in here watching you. I'm like, isn't it cold? Yeah. Like, here, I'll give you stuff. You guys can go on the porch
that's what we've been doing. And that's part of.
But they play really well.
We've been pushing
too.
That a lot just for independence. It's like, no, it's, you can do this. Yeah. You can go outside and play. Like, we went to a birthday party the other day, and it was a pool party thing, and there's lifeguards and everything, and Estelle had to go to the bathroom, and I could see the door of the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, go. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I can't. She's 7. I'm like, nope, you can. I trust that you can do this. She got halfway there, and then she came back, and she's like, I don't remember where it is. I'm like, I can see the door. You can do this.
Okay.
And then one of the other parents is like, I'll take her. I'm like, no, she can do this. Like, it's right there.
Yeah, you teaching know, independence.
She can do this.
It is. And I always think of the circles. Like, they have to widen those circles. So when they go to college, they've got the circle. Mm-hmm. They start here, and you've got to give them the circles of independence.
And try different stuff. And, you know, it. And I can see it. It's not like it's.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was in the pool with the other one, which was the biggest thing. If I wouldn't have had the other one in the pool, it would have been no big deal. Yeah. But I'm like, no, I'm. With Dallas, I'm not going to leave him.
Well, I remember my parents making me order food, and, you know,
we do that too at restaurants.
Just little things of independence that are, it's good.
Or like a lot of people last night, he had a choir concert, which was so cute. And he had this little suit on. It's like a blue pinstripe suit from London's wedding.
Yeah.
Because it was dressed to impress. And people kept being like, you look so dapper, Dallas. And at the first time he mumbled, thank you, like under his breath, and like, turn around and say it out loud.
Yeah.
And finally, he kind of started to get it. He's like, thank you. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, their manners. Like, you know, somebody gave you a compliment.
And I really tried to stress that being shy is no excuse not to have manners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we say it's rude.
You know what I mean? It's like, I get being shy, but you still have to have manners.
Mm-hmm. We tell them it's rude to be shy. If somebody, especially when it's somebody you know and they're saying something.
I mean, not to be in comfortable situations. And, you know, there's that whole other discussion. But it is, you know. At a point, hiding behind your mom and whatever, it's like, no, you address people, you look people in the eye, you know, I think those are good life skills that you're going to need.
Well, how many times are, especially with online, you've got online school, you've got online college, I mean, social skills are tough.
Well, we just talked about this. It's like, how many people don't want to make, I mean, there are grown people who are getting their hair colored and stuff and still want their moms to make their appointments.
Yeah. I mean, my husband, he's like, the pizza place or whatever. You call. Yeah. You call, or like something stupid like his doctor. And I'm like, you call. Like, I know he has a lot of anxiety about it, but the more that you do things like that, confident, you know, and I get it. Well, what if they say this? I don't know the answer to that either.
Guess you're going to figure that out.
Bye, Belle.
Bye, Belle.
Yeah,
it's good. It's tough to know what's right, too.
Mm-hmm. And every child's different. Do you know what I mean? So one solution isn't – I mean, there's kids that are all over, I'm going to say, the spectrum and all over. Everybody knows their kids best. Do you know what I mean? Those are just what I've found. Mm-hmm.
For
manners. But I was glad when my kids were young, I read a book about manners because, you know, your mom teaches it to you. It made me really think that I have to teach my kids manners, not just model them, but actually teach them.
Yeah.
And then I came home, I'm like, do you say thank you when someone drives you home? Do you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because things I just expect that they would know, but kids don't know manners unless you actually teach them.
Well, and sometimes it's nice, too, to have – I know we've talked, you know, before about, you know, your squad or your team or whatever. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's nice because it's like, I say it, but I'm mom.
Right.
So I don't count.
Yeah. Right.
But then you reinforce it and Bama reinforces it and Sedona reinforces it. And it's like you've got your, you know
–
people. People that they know that love and trust them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why I think it's important for people that – in your kid's life to have people that they know and trust, because I get my kids are not always going to come to me about everything, but I want someone in their life that I trust will give them good advice and that they love and trust and can go to. It's really
and
important.
I don't even necessarily ever have to know about the conversation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No. Unless there's something out of safety or something that I should be aware of. Mm-hmm. But, you know, yeah, they need a squad that they can trust.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's our job to build that for them too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there are times when you really can't. You shouldn't, I don't think, divulge confidences sometimes because that builds trust too.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that's as long as it's not something threatening. But
sure.
And having that trust in friends that you're going to, if Sedona confides in you, do you know what I mean?
Right.
That's good. I encourage that. I'm not threatened by that. I'm encouraged that.
Well, if Sedona told me she liked a boy or kissed a boy or something, that's not information. You know what I mean? That's harmless. Yeah. It's okay.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. If there was something, and I know that if there was something else, you would let me know.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, most of the time, Sedona did come to me about something before, and I just encouraged her to talk to you. I was like, mom's gonna want to know this, and it's gonna be better coming from you. Mm-hmm. And she'll be really understanding about it, but I think she got to get her thoughts out with me and practice almost.
Yeah.
And then she did end up going to you and talking.
She's gonna
to you
be
about
mad
it.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, gauge the reaction.
That's
first.
An appropriate thing to tell mom.
Yeah.
But it's hard at 14 to know what you're going to get, because you don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
And she's almost a firstborn all over again.
That is so high with her about the expectation. And it kind of shocks me a little bit because I'm so non-judgy.
Yeah.
And she's always so worried about getting in trouble or disappointing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it just is like, oh,
I got, okay. Mm-hmm. I think I got a D on a test in social studies in fifth grade. And I was puking, so scared to tell you because you had to get it signed and brought back to school all this stuff. And it honestly just turned out that I didn't understand this teacher's, he was trying to trick you. Mm-hmm. And on history, that was really difficult.
Mm-hmm. The search.
But then we started going to breakfast and you started helping me study and learning how to study for that class. And it was like, okay, we had one bad test. It's going to be okay.
Right. We'll figure it out.
I did like the breakfast. That was a good thing.
Yeah, it was a good thing. I was thinking about starting that with, especially because it is late start day.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesdays are that maybe, you know, once a month I could take Estelle to breakfast starting in second or third grade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to get the habit going.
And that's what I tried to do, is just have a breakfast just to have that, to establish that so that there was that time to talk.
We went to
McDonald's.
Yeah. We went and sat at McDonald's and ate in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But it was just a 15, 20
just
minute.
Just to reconnect and just if there's something going on or.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? And sometimes we literally sat and studied and sometimes we talked. And
That's awesome.
It was good, too, to have some alone time just because we were so busy with sports and we just had so much going on. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of five.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think
I usually knew when one of my kids needed me, it would be like bedtime and I'd have the shadow. person, and I'd be like so tired, and I'm like, oh no, somebody needs me. I'm gonna wait because somebody's yeah. wandering.
Could you need me tomorrow morning, please? Can we go to bed?
Waiting for everybody to go to bed.
So. I go like sit in your office and just like wait until everybody's gone. I'm like, okay,
yeah,
I just need you right now.
That's funny.
It's cute.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do that. You have like a therapy chair basically in and out of your office all day.
It's like, okay.
You kind of do. Funny. That's pretty funny.
But, oh. And I love though. It. I eat it up.
Yeah. Probably could have been a therapist.
Well, then a lot of times my friends call and they're like, but do you want to talk to your mom about this? I'm like, well, I know what she's going to say, but sure.
It does cute. Mean a lot to me, though, when your kid, when some of your friends say, oh, your mom said this to me in high school or whatever, and it like yeah. they remember it. It's pretty sweet.
Well, yeah, that is sweet.
I know I have a girlfriend, and weight has always been a struggle, and we've vacationed together a few times, and, you know, we wear bikinis and whatever, and it's always something you've ingrained in your head. It's you're like you're sitting at the pool and you're like, do you ever look around and think, oh my gosh, that no, you're like, good for her. Mm-hmm. Good for her for not caring and having the confidence, or like, who yep. cares? Maybe absolutely. She just had a baby. You never think anything negative.
Right.
Negative. No. So right. they're ever. Not sitting there thinking that about you either.
Right.
So do what you want, wear what you want, mm-hmm. be who you are. Mm-hmm. And but she was like, ever just being around you guys and hearing those things is, you know, kind of change my perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah. Mine too. Because honestly, without you guys, I would be in a one piece. So
and
it is positive.
Sometimes I mean, I've honestly thought about getting one just because when the kids are pulling yeah. on yeah. you and yeah. stuff, you know, mm-hmm. that's not great. But mm-hmm. it's not because I'm mm-hmm. ashamed of being 20 pounds overweight, 30 yeah. pounds overweight. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care anymore either. I'm like, yeah, you know, whatever.
Just
I'm wearing what
those
I want.
Positive affirmations growing up is mm-hmm.
well, and that's what good. I actually somebody had asked me about. I was on a panel and she asked me something, and I don't remember, but I just said I wish we all just were as kind to ourselves as we are to our best friend, and yeah. that mm-hmm. is part of it. Like looking mm-hmm. in the mirror, like. When you look in the mirror, if that was your best friend, you'd be like, oh my gosh, her eyes are so pretty. Yeah. Or mm-hmm. we'd be so much kinder, yeah. even in our actions, forgiving ourselves. Like, yeah. oh, she didn't mean to do that. If we could mm-hmm. act to ourselves like we would our best friend. Mm-hmm.
Because you know her heart and you should know your own heart.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We'd just yeah. be so much kinder to ourselves.
Absolutely.
And that's why I said, I just think you need to kind of act like you're your own best friend
mm-hmm.
and, yeah. and forgive yourself more and mm-hmm. just. I don't know. And I know a very somebody in my life passed away like 4 years ago. And it mm-hmm. just, you know, it just she always thought she was overweight. She just always struggled with these things. And I just look at pictures of her and think how beautiful she was.
Yeah.
And I just always think, gosh, I just wish she'd thought of herself as beautiful as right. I think she was. She would just right. always lit up a room, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I really try to carry that in my head, too. Like just mm-hmm. and keep that and just go, you know what? I just want to light up a room and people mm-hmm. to remember me for that, not, oh, let me wear black. And
yeah.
do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And try to disappear in a room. Who wants right. to do that? That's not mm-hmm. fun.
That's it's my favorite when Estelle walks out, like puts an outfit on. She walks in, she goes, oh, I'm adorable today. And I'm like, yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes. And not in like a cocky, just no. in a like, I'm confident and I feel great about myself. Oh, it's like, okay, then
I hope
I'm
she always keeps that
doing a good job.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what
and
I mean?
There's only yeah. one of you.
That's cute.
That's why I talked to yeah. about the other day. Mm-hmm. There's only one of you.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
That's yeah. awesome.
But we have talked forever.
We have talked yeah. forever. We could go on forever.
They got in circles.
My buddy Will's calling.
But. Yeah. So decaf, cinnamon bun, and peanut butter, pecan, ice cream are online. The Navy mugs are online. The subscription coffee will be going live, I believe, Monday. Just so you guys know, if you're in the VIP group or watching this, usually it's actually up Sunday. We just don't tell everybody till Monday.
Mm. And we've got some really fun stuff in store.
And there really isn't that much this time. We had to use more of it for the subscription than we thought. And we have a planning meeting when I get back from spring break. mm-hmm. for all the new flavor launches, and I'm so excited.
We're really excited.
So thank you.
Yeah, thanks for bearing with us. It was a long one today.
It was. Sorry about that.
With some tears.
Yeah. All right. Bye. Have a wonderful week.